Eid Mubarak. It's haram to fast today. That means that if you fast today, you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that you are accumulating sins on your scale of bad deeds on the Day of Judgment. That's one way to look at it. There's another way to look at it too. The fuqaha, they say that the reason why it's haram to fast today is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being generous to us today. Today is a day of generosity. It's a day when we are the guests of God. We are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like when you walk into somebody's house and they're a generous host and they offer food and they place it before you and you say, I'm fasting. They say, no way. No way can you fast. You have to eat. You must eat because it's a generous host. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is akramul akrameen. He is the most generous of generous people. His generosity knows no bounds. He is Al-Kareem, the generous one. Today, it's haram to fast. The hurma, the unlawfulness of fasting, has this meaning. It's an expression of the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's very interesting, because it tells us something about what it means for things to be haram. This idea, this principle, doesn't just apply to today, to the day of Eid. It applies to every single thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forbids us, never makes anything haram for us, because he wants us to accumulate sin and send us to the hellfire. The reason for the hurma, for the unlawfulness of every single thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram for us is so that we can do what's in our own benefit and so that we can elicit the generosity, the hospitality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the great spiritual sages of this ummah, Ibn Ata'illah al-Iskandari, he said, أَوْجَبَ عَلَيْكَ وُجُودَ خِدْمَتِهِ وَمَا أَوْجَبَ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا دُخُولَ جَنَّتِهِ, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it obligatory for you to serve Him. But in reality, this service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an obligation upon you to enter paradise forever and ever. On this day of Eid, as we celebrate, as we eat delicious foods, as we spend time with our friends, with our families, as we are happy, let's remember to thank our generous Lord, and let's reflect on the meaning of the unlawfulness of the hurma of fasting on this day and also on the 3 days that come after it. And when we reflect on that, let's try and reflect on the hurma of everything else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram for us and realize that in reality, that hurma is just like a generous host whose house you've entered and you've said that you want to do something or you don't want to do something, and he says and he tells you to do something and he tells you not to do something because he wants to be generous to you. Eid Mubarak to all of you. Kullu amin wa antum bi khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.